So, now, yesterday we talked about boys' puberty and body changes. Today, we get to talk about girls.
No. Oh, you said it like how my mom says it. Don't mind me, I'm just being a silly girl.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes?
So, does melatonin affect puberty?
Melatonin is a natural ingredient in your body that helps you sleep.
Yeah, but does it dock down your puberty?
No, doesn't have anything to do with that. So here's, obviously you can see the hair growing on this picture of Tom. What's happening to Tom? Here's a boy. That's about what's happening to boys. Things like that. Okay. Sorry, there's a picture there that might make you uncomfortable.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even see it until you said
okay.
That.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So, we've done all about puberty, right?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to learn about girls. Oh, so we left off here a little bit. We talked a little bit about hormones yesterday. So both boys and girls have a hormone called estrogen. And, but boys have, even women have a little, I could be lying to you, could have a little bit of testosterone, but mostly it's boys that have testosterone. And did you know that when a baby is made, that the male decides what gender that baby is going to be? So you've heard me talk about genes and genetics and DNA maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
So everybody's DNA is unique to them, but that's how they can tell through DNA, through science, who somebody's parents are. Or who they're related to, because somebody will have similar DNA. And that's a big science thing you'll learn when you get in. Probably start learning about it in junior high. Where was I going with this? Oh, so in your DNA, you have 64 chromosomes.
That's a lot. I forgot, what are chromosomes?
I can't explain it. You'll have to wait until your science teacher teaches you that. Okay. But you get half of those 64 chromosomes from your father.
32.
And you get 32 from your mother. So then when you have your children, your children will get half from you and half from your husband or wife, right? Okay, so that's how that works. Where was I still going with this? Oh, anyway, part of that is, remember that picture I showed you about what a sperm looks like yesterday and the egg? Okay. So half of that comes from here and half comes from here. Are you with me so far?
Yeah. So
okay, yes.
So then do they take the chromosomes out of us and then put them into the baby?
part of it, yeah. So when this meets in here, then all of a sudden you have 64 chromosomes and you have what we call DNA strands. But I don't know. I can't draw what a DNA strand.
That looks like only 32.
No, you'll have 64, but 32 came from your mom and 32 came from your dad. So, long story short, a woman has the X and Y chromosomes and the female has two X chromosomes and the male has the X and Y chromosome. The Y of that makes a male. The X makes a female.
So
basically, you would have more chance of having a female?
No. It's pretty much 50-50. Although, statistically, there are more males in the world than there are females.
There are.
The number of males outnumbers females. Yes?
So, did you know that before the Y genes are developed for a boy, like Blake, he was actually a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you have nipples.
Well, you have nipples because you're a mammal.
Yeah, and
mammals have nipples.
Yeah, I was reading this article and they said, we can't grow in it. We don't really need nipples.
No.
And so they just gave them to us.
You're a mammal. That's why all mammals have nipples, because mammals are fed from milk.
That's why gorillas.
Okay, so if you are a mammal, there will be nipples and you will be fed by milk at birth. Even whales are mammals.
Wait, I didn't know they had nipples.
Yeah. And do you have dogs? Do you have dogs or cats at home? If you turn them over and look at their tummy, even the males will have nipples down their tummy.
Okay?
Males just don't have the mammary glands. And the mammary glands are what makes the milk, and that's why women need more body fat than men. Okay, yes?
We have two cats, two dogs, and all of them have them.
Exactly, because they're mammals.
They have multiple. They don't just have two. They have multiple.
Right. They have. Didn't somebody already say the answer? They have eight.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
You know the ones down here? I also discovered that when I saw my puppy, she also had some up here, too.
Mm-hmm. But if you count them, there will be eight.
Yeah.
I don't think there's more than eight. All right. Okay, so yes, Willow was correct. At one stage of development, and again, this is a little bit, I know this stuff, I just don't know it well enough to teach it accurately. But when the cells here get together, it goes through a division process where those two cells become four cells, and those four double to eight cells, and those cells double to 16 cells, and so on and so forth. Okay? At some point in that growth, every set of cells that comes from this union of the sperm going into the egg, and there's a name for it, but I can't think what it is. At that point, every joining of cells like that is female. But at some point, and I can't remember which level, which generation of splitting it is, then the male Y chromosome may or may not show up and make a male.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, never
mind. Okay. All right, let's move on to female stuff. Okay. I might still pop in and out of boy stuff, though, because like yesterday, I was popping in and out of girl stuff, too. Okay, so...
Is this going to be more chill than boys? Probably.
More what?
Less.
More what?
More chill.
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably for the people.
You might not sweat today.
Okay.
Okay, but these are changes that still apply to both. So for boys, the hormones that travel through the blood and tell the testes, and a testes is another name for testicle, and you learned the slang term for that is balls, right? Okay. Okay, so testes is another name for those glands that are in the scrotum, which is the sac that's underneath the penis. Okay, remember I drew that picture on the board the other day?
I remember that.
Okay. All right, so those glands manufacture testosterone and sperm. So testosterone is the hormone that causes most of the changes in a boy's body during puberty, and men need sperm to be able to reproduce or be the father of a baby. Does that make sense with everything that we've talked about in the last day or two? Okay. All right. In girls, these hormones target the two ovaries. So you are born with all the eggs that you'll produce in your life. You are born with your eggs. So your eggs were inside your mother, inside your grandmother, so on and so forth down the line.
We're half mammal, half lizard.
Different kind of egg. Look at my picture up there. Remember the sperm picture and the egg picture? You're born with a certain amount of these eggs, and they'll last your whole lifetime. Okay? So boys produce sperm every day. Girls are born with their eggs. They just don't develop until puberty. Okay? So do you know where the ovaries are?
They're on their breasts?
Nope. Breasts are where the mammary glands are to feed the baby.
Right down in the lower part?
Do you know what a uterus is?
That's how big of a word.
You know what? I'm going to find a picture because it'll be better to show you a picture than it will be to try to draw it on the board. So inside a female's tummy, let's see here, I have to find a picture.
I feel like it's more chill stuff about women than there's about men.
That picture is really great.
I know.
Sorry, it's there. It's life. Okay, so let's see here.
Why is it going to be a girl?
Because girls have stuff that guys do too.
Really?
Oh, here we go. Here's a picture. Okay, so inside a female body, this thing right here, from here up, is called a uterus. And that's where if that sperm meets an egg and they meet in here, they implant in here, and this is where the baby grows. Okay? These right here are ovaries. There's two of them, one on each side of the uterus. So a girl has two ovaries. So similar to the boy's testes, where they have the sperm and stuff, girls have two glands, basically, that produce, that you're born with whatever eggs you have, you are born with. Okay? So, when you get old enough for your body to be ready for puberty, your brain, that pituitary gland that we learned about yesterday, tells you it's time to start menstruating. So inside there's a lining here of cells and blood inside this uterus, so that once a month, about every 21 days, once you start menstruating, this blood lining will come out. And that's when you have to wear pads or tampons or something like that to keep it from getting on your clothes. A tampon is a rolled up piece of cotton that you insert into this vagina here. And then when the blood comes out, it catches on that tampon, and you throw it, you don't throw it in the toilet because you can plug your toilet. You have to wrap it in toilet paper and put it in the garbage.
I wish I didn't even ask that.
Okay. Pads are cotton filled things that with sticky tape on one side, and you stick those on your underwear. And then the blood and fluid runs out through the vagina onto the pad.
Oh, I thought it was for laying people.
Well, they do make those too.
Those are called old people's underwear.
Yeah, they are old people's underwear, and I think they're called Depends. So you might have heard of Kotex or panty liners or something like that, okay? So some people your age actually go through this process. Once your body starts bleeding like that, you could get pregnant.
At their age?
At their age. Once that period starts, it is possible for a pregnancy to occur. Now, I'm not going to go into what it takes to make a pregnancy. That's a discussion for another day, okay?
But I want to know what I'm going to do wrong.
Well, let me put it this way. You cannot get pregnant by kissing a boy in the backseat of a car. However, kissing a boy in the backseat of a car could lead to a pregnancy.
Maybe that's what
down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but again, that's a more mature topic. Okay. Okay. For when you get older. All right. Okay. But just know that at some point, if you have blood on your underwear, your body's changing and it's ready. Okay.
Ew.
And once you start to bleed, you'll bleed for about, some people only bleed 3 days, some people bleed for 7. Okay? So everybody is different, okay? Some people bleed heavily, some people bleed lightly. And if it ever should happen to you where you're in an accident and you bleed through your pants, please be kind to one another. Because imagine how embarrassed you would feel if that happened to you. And gentlemen, if you ever see that happen to a girl, take your jacket off. If you have a sweatshirt, give them a sweatshirt to wrap around themselves to cover it up. Friends, give them your sweatshirt to cover up. How would you feel if you were in that situation? Okay? So be kind and gentle to one another. If you see somebody having a problem like that, help them out. Because it can be very embarrassing for everybody. Now, ladies, we have products for you in the girls' bathrooms, under the sinks. So if you ever have troubles, first of all, ask for help if you need help, but know that there's stuff under the sinks for you in case you're in an accident, an emergency, okay? And you might be mortified. You'd be so embarrassed that it's happening to you, but just know that it happens to every girl. Every single one of us has been in your shoes, okay?
I have
it. And it's kind of scary, but it's really not. Okay? Yes. No. It only happens to girls because they have a uterus. Okay? So, if you don't get pregnant, that blood will come out in about every 21 days. Okay?
When does it start?
Well, remember we said that it could start as early as 8?
Okay, that's just weird.
Okay. Most people, like, I think I was in 7th grade when mine started. So I was a little older. But I've known a couple of 3rd graders that have had this problem start.
Who?
I'm not going to say. I respect other people's privacy.
It's not our business.
It's not, but I'll tell you, girls, some people have a hard time with this process, and because of the hormones, sometimes you'll just get cranky pants.
Okay?
And so sometimes you get really moody, and sometimes you don't feel good. Some people really have what they call cramps, and it can make them feel very sick. Other people fly through it with no troubles whatsoever. Every body is different. There are some things that if your body cramps, you can lay on your back and do back stretches. You can take some Tylenol. Exercise is the best thing for you in that situation, even though you don't really feel like exercising. See this picture? She doesn't feel good. She's got cramps. She's not feeling well. Okay? And so, it can be a real problem for some girls when they go through their period or their menstrual cycle or cycle. Those are different words used for what we call it. Yes?
What if you don't want to be pregnant? What happened?